大福。
In Satan's eyes, Job was really nothing.
但是在神看起来呢，约伯这个人是非常宝贵的。
But in the sight of God, Job is so precious.
他知道约伯信仰的纯洁。
He knows that his faith was pure.
他知道约伯这个人为人的确是正直。
He knows that his conduct is perfect.
是的，任何的苦难不能够动摇他对于神的信心。
All the suffering can never shake his faith.
怎么能够把这一个尊贵的人，一个信仰纯洁的人，把他表述出来
？How can we manifest this majesty of this man？
也就是结果，他受的苦难，一切东西搏斗的时候，他仍然站立得住，把这个人尊贵就脱颖而出。
It's when he suffers and encounter all kinds of troubles, he can still stand up.
那你在这里就看见魔鬼不是无所不知的。
So you know that the God, Satan really knows everything.
但是神却是无所不知的。
God is the one who is pre-omission.
他可以知道他这个人的真实的价值所在。
He knows the true value of a man.
我们也看见这一个荣耀的见证。
You can see the glorious witness.
也把神的荣耀彰显出来。
Also, God's glory is revealed.
啊，神是不是好到一个地步啊？他不给东西，我们还觉得他很可爱呢
？If God is so good, not even he doesn't give us anything, we still think he's lovable.
恐怕很多人说不可爱。
Maybe many of us will say he's not lovable.
但是有一个人说，神不给东西啊，神还是可爱的。
But one person will say, even if he doesn't give me anything, but God is.
我爱他不是东西，又爱他自己。
I love him not because of all the material things, but I love him.
这个神就是全然可爱的神。
God is a person really loving.
这就是约伯的信心。
This is the faith of Job.
我们感谢神，那天幸亏没有找我们去试验。
Thank God, God didn't choose one of us.
那天要找我们试验了，我们早已经丢神的脸。
We were chosen to be that man to be tested.
我相信我们很多人所以信主都是有一点好处才信主。
I think many of us believe the Lord because there's a lot of good benefits.
考试考不过去了，主啊，给我考及格我就信你了。
We could be tested, we cannot go through, then ask God for help.
哎，出国出不成了，让我出国我就信你了。
I cannot go.To the foreign country, I ask God, God give us our diligence.
我的病不好，你医好我的病就信你了。
If I have disease, if God heal me, I believe.
我做生意赚钱就一定信你了。
If I earn money in the business,
是啊，这祷告半天好处都不来了，这个神不灵，不信。
When we pray for all the blessings, if I don't receive it, then we just forget about it.
约伯的信仰就是如此。
But that's not the faith of Job.
所以神放心的把它拿出来。
So God just choose him out.
让人可以知道人的尊贵所在
so that we can see a dignity of a true man
也让人看见神的本身是怎样一个完美的神
so we can also see God himself how perfect
当然啊，这个魔鬼的工作在别人的身上不一定就在约伯的身上是完全一样
of course Satan doesn't attackOther persons, the same way as he attacks Job.
那今天呢，我们只来看约伯这个人的本身。
Today we only look at the Job.
那在神的天上聚会的时候，我们看见有撒旦出现。
When there is a assembly in heaven, Satan was one of them.
你就知道这个撒旦他在这个时代里面。还是有相当的自由。
We know at this generation, Satan still has quite a lot of freedom.
我刚刚说，因为有罪的存在呢，总有罪啊的根源，撒旦自由的一天。
When as long as the sin exists, Satan is free.
这个是神的宽容和忍耐。
This is God's tolerance and His patience.
你说神宽容魔鬼啊，我们就倒霉。
You say because God tolerates Satan, then we are the one really suffer.
其实神不仅不宽容魔鬼，是神宽容罪人。
God is not actually tolerates Satan, but he tolerates sinners.
因为很多的罪人还没有悔改。
Because a lot of the sinners have not converted yet.
所以呢，神希望他悔改，以后呢， 再来毁灭罪和毁灭啊罪恶的泉源魔鬼。
God hopes that the sinners will repent. Then later on that he will destroy Satan.
所以我们千万不要啊以为这个神没有办法来对付魔鬼。
We don't want to think that God is not able to destroy Satan.
那温和在这里让我们看见这个撒旦的性格他的作为活化在我们的面前。
Here we see Job's personality and character.
不是撒旦。
Satan's personality.
那么其实这一些呢让我们可以识透魔鬼他的真面目。
So we can really understand how Satan is.
那么你看见这个撒旦到天上来是必定是有所作为的。
Satan come to heaven, there was a purpose.
他来呢就是要控告神所拣选的人。
Goes to heaven to accuse the children of God.
一旦神在那里问他问题呢，这个撒旦的这个诡诈的性格也从他的回答里面表达出来。
When God asks him question, his deceitfulness reveals through his answer.
说你从哪里来？他说我在地上走来走去，往返而来。
God asks him, where are you coming from? He said, from roaming about on earth and walking around on it.
那这个回答。你看见答了好像是不答一样。
This answer really is not an answer.
意思就是说我很自由自在，你管我从哪里来。
It implies that I'm free. What it has to do with you?
那这个撒旦也表明他工作很忙碌啊，所以啊我来也不是简单的事情。
It also says that he is very busy. It's not easy for him to.Go up to heaven.
啊，在哪里忙碌了？在地上忙了，很忙去。
When he was busy about, he was busy on earth.
这就是你的前书第五章第八节那里所说。你们的仇敌魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。
Your enemy is like a rolling lion, rolling around.
所以你知道什么容易人力给魔鬼啊抓住？
You know, who is easy to be captured by Satan?
也是无所事事，地上走来走去，一定碰到他。
You have nothing to do and the roaming about them.
难怪得那一天大卫一下子碰上他了。
No wonder David that day he got nothing to do, he met Satan.
人家在前方打仗的睡觉睡到太阳平息。
Somebody was fighting in the front.And he just sleeps until in the afternoon.
他起床了，精神那么好，还要散步游行。
He got up and feels so good and walking around.
啊，散步游行，平台上看见人家女人洗澡，看得很带劲。
And he saw some lady was dancing.
那魔鬼说：“哎，正好我也很带劲，你跟我一起走。
”So Satan said, "Good, just follow me."
啊，所以这个懒惰的人呢，常是魔鬼的差役。那么这也表明魔鬼啊，他不安的那一种情形。
You can also see the restless of Satan.
你知道啊，这一个一个野兽啊，关在笼里面呢、啊，就跟魔鬼啊的表现差不多，走来走去，往返而来。
When you see a beast shut up in the cage, the way he walks just like Satan.
为什么他觉得他的行动不自由？啊，有一种威力挟制着他。
Because his action is not free, there is a threat.
那撒旦已经知道，在这神的那个里头，他已经被了定罪。
He knows that in God he was condemned.
所以他的心情不安，如丧家之犬。
So his heart was restless.
那么这个撒旦他要什么样子来苦待约伯呢
？How Satan was the deep trouble to Job?
你看见他。的那个手法是非常隐秘的。
He used a very cunning way.
那当他从神那里得到许可的时候呢，他就要把他所得到的许可全部的使用出来。
He used all the permission from God and used all the permission to work on self.
不过呢，他用这一些攻击约伯的方法呢，就是找一个最恰当的机会。
And he also used the best way to attack Job.
什么样子来攻击一个义人
？How did he attack a righteous man？
这个性质啊，希望我们了解之后，可以知道我们的遭遇有的时候跟这个相似。
we know the nature, then we know this will happen.
魔鬼的攻击，这个义人，第一我要说，义人本身是没有罪的。
When Satan attacks a righteous man, first this righteous man.
而这些苦难的来到了第一个特点，就是出其不意，突然降临。
Trouble comes is all of a sudden.
那你看这个第十一节这十三节这里说。他的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭的时候。
In verse 13, the day when his sons and daughters eating, drinking wine in the oldest brother's house.
所以正在平安稳妥，不应该有毛病的时候，莫名其妙的发生了大的毛病。
When everything was restful and smooth, and something all of a sudden happened.
那让人那个措手不及，难以站立得住。第二个特点是什么呢？就是这一来之后啊，这个灾病一连不断的去降临。
When the trouble comes, usually it's one after another.
哎呀，我希望大家把这几个字啊，把它圈一圈，就晓得那时候紧张的情形。
I hope you will circle a few words, then you can see the excitement.
啊，你看这个第十三节有一个政策。
In verse 13, while they were eating.
那第十四节讲牛正在耕地，驴在旁边吃草。
In verse 14, while the oxen were plowing.
那你看这个第十八节说你的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭的喝酒。
In verse 18, while he was still speaking.
那另外还有几个字，就是那些报信的人呢，还说话的时候，第二个又来了。
Another thing is why the messenger was talking, another man came.
啊，你看整个的过程呢，恐怕不到一个钟头就完全发生了。
Probably everything happened within 1 hour.
那这个头一个使者来报告。
When the first messenger came.
那么就报告啊，他的这个牛。啊，驴呢，全部都给毁灭了。当他的话还没有讲完呢，第二个使者又来了。这里的羊群呢，跟仆人有火降下来烧死了。那这个人还没有报告完呢，第三个又来了。
While he was talking, another messenger came.
这是个加勒底人呢，把骆驼也抢去的，把仆人又杀死。
He said the Chaldeans came and took away the camels.
那这个人还没有讲完呢，第四个人又来了。
While he was talking, the fourth messenger came.
哎呀，这真是连连的击打。
Really, one after another.
那这是第二个特点。
That's
the second. 那第三个特点是什么呢？
啊，
就是彻底的毁灭。
哇，
没有留下任何的产业，没有机会能够做一点的准备或者有一点的留下。那么第四个特点是什么呢？就是做了这一些，把它真相给掩盖起来。
After all this, they covered the truth.
你看见约伯完全不知道后面是撒旦的工作。
Satan didn't even know all behind all this is the hand of Satan.
他所看见的就是天灾人祸。
All he saw is some famine and trouble.
这个故祸首在后面呢，在那里逍遥自在。
And the one who worked on the trouble, he was free.
这一个大职业对约伯是多么的沉重啊！我们没有方法能够估计。
This is really a heavy shock from Satan. We cannot estimate.
约伯在这样的打击之下，他怎么表现呢？
How did the Job express himself?
我们看见他的确按照神所认识的得胜、刚强、站立得住。
We see that he revealed himself.Like a successful man, God knew him.
如果那一天是我们的话，我们恐怕就是受不了了。
If it were us, Father, we couldn't stand it.
不要说四样事，一样事临到，我们就会发疯。
Don't say one thing, even one, four things, even one thing, we would be, broken down.
如果有一天的银行的存款一下子一点钱不剩了，就发疯吧。
Maybe one day, the savings of the bank all left.
我们来看约伯的反应，能够告诉我们他得胜的原因。
Here he God's response, we can see the reason why he is a victor.
我们来读第一章第二十节和二十一直到二十一节。
We read chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
我们一起来念。
Let's read that together.
约伯便起来撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜说，我出生出于母胎，也必出生归回，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂。那这里我们看见约伯得胜的表现，那真是一个基督徒的很值得欣赏的一幅图画。那一方面他表现出他是一个有血有肉的人。
From one side, he is one with the flesh and bones.
那他有悲伤，他有难过。
He has sadness, he has suffering.
他难过到一个地步，把外袍撕裂，把头剃掉，伏在地上。
He has so grieved and found his life and is so depressed.
有很多人说，这他表明他还不是完全得胜。
Some say because he did this.We cannot say he is a perfect man.
他应该怎么样呢？应该含着笑来面对您苦难。
Then he should face it with a smile.
啊，他一面在那里感谢，一方面在那里欢笑。
Then he thanks God and smiles to God.
那如果是这样一个人，我们说是天上人，不是地上人。没有一个人说这是我们办得到的。
Nobody can say I can do that.
我们感谢神，约伯不是个木头人。
We thank God, Job is not a man without sin.
他是有情感的，他是有神经的。
He has emotion, he has love.
对受苦，他也是担当不住。
Suffering is hard on him too.
但是他竟然担当住。
But he stand up anyway.
好，所以担当住不是他肉体的力量，乃是信仰的力量。
The reason he could stand up not because of his flesh.
这就是一个人与动物不同的手段。
That's the difference between man and animal.
一个动物受苦，他就担当不住，他就逃，他就反抗。
Animals suffer, he cannot stand it, he tries to stand.
但是一个人有灵性，他有灵性的力量，可以胜过那物质一打击。
When a man has the spirit, he can overcome the struggle.
那么到底这个约伯？他真正的那个信仰秘诀在哪里呢？那二十一节是一个很值得我们注意。那这里说我出生出于母胎，也必出生归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
这里就看见他对于神的恩赐有一个正确的看法。
Here tells that he has a very correct perspective about God's blessing.
这就是一个正确的信仰所不可少的一个认识。
It's inevitable in our faith.
从他降世以来，他所有的一切他都知道是神给他的恩典。
Everything he says, he knows everything he said is from God.
没有一样是他自己的。
Nothing is from himself.
所以他知道神仍然对于他那些东西有绝对的权柄。
He knows that God has the sovereignty of all the things that things have.
神给了他享受，他感谢。
God gave him blessing, enjoyment, he thanks God.
神把他的东西拿回去，他还是感谢。
When God takes all the blessings away, he also thanks God.
因为这个没有什么不合理的事。
So this is just natural thing.
常常我们倒有一些不合理的要求。
Sometimes we ask God for very unreasonable.
我常发现有些人你不能好待他的。
I found that some people is hard to treat them nice.
就是说他来这个地方住，他一样也没有。
When they come over here, they didn't have anything.
你就把家具借给他用。
And you lend your furniture.
啊，汽车借给他用。
You lend them the car.
那以后呢，他用惯了。
And after he is used to using it.
你都觉得你也需要用一用。
Sometimes you feel you need it too.
你就跟他说对不起，我要拿回来，我自己用一用。
When you say to him, I'm sorry, I need it myself.
哦，你一这么讲，他就生气。
When you say this, and he get mad at you.
小气死了，拿回去吧。
You told him to just take it back.
啊，谁都稀罕你的东西。
Who cares about it?
谁用你用一天到晚讲来讲去。
Now you always talk about it.
你看，从前对他的好处不推一干二净。好像是人家抢他的东西，是他的，不是他的了。那这个是一种强盗的态度。那神对仆人约伯就是如此。神给他的所有的一切都是神的，不是他的。哦，神拿去之后，他不但不埋怨，他实在觉得感谢。
So when the God took it away, he doesn't complain, instead he says thanks.
哎呀，陈建联，我真是有这么好享受，这是神给我的，不是他给我，我还享受不到。
For many years, God gave me this, I enjoyed.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们对于身外之物啊，必须要有的。
This is the attitude we should show that material thing.
如果我们爱神给我们的东西，胜过爱一切，我们常常受不住魔鬼的考验。
We love the material things more than the people of God.
我们看见，
的
确许多人跌倒，这个是。
We see a lot of people fall because of it.
那么第二个原因，他为什么会得胜呢？
The second reason why he can win.
由于他知道他的人生是以荣耀神、敬拜神为不可少的。
Because he thinks his life is necessary for glorifying God.
你看见在他丰富的时候，他仍然以荣耀神为目的。
When he was rich, his life purpose was to glorify God.
他贫穷的时候，仍然以荣耀神为目的。
When he was poor, he also used the same purpose.
这个人不管是谁，不管是活，都不能够改变他对于神的那个纯洁的关系。
Neither water nor fire, fire cannot change the.
这个人有一个纯真的信心在他里面。我们常常这个人呢，使神很难来对待我们。
对
我们好一点，我们就发疯。也看不起神，也看不起人。神对我们苦一点呢，我们什么？我们就灰心丧胆。
God sees us with a little trouble, we become discouraged.
又吃不下，又睡不着，眼泪也难以擦干。
Cannot eat nor sleep, cannot.
灰心是好也不行，赖也不行，神怎么办我们呢？
But God cannot treat us too well or too bad. How God is going to deal with
us? 是一个非常亏欠主的。
So we really the first step.
那么第三，为什么约伯能够得胜呢？
How God can have victory.
啊，在这里没有讲出来。
He didn't tell us.
那是由于约伯他的信仰是经常有操练，他的灵命是成熟的。
Because he has a mature spiritual life and he has training in his spiritual life.
我们好多时候来不知道保持一个纯正啊，这个信仰生活的重要。
Many times we forget how to keep a pure faithful.
对啊，我常常祷告，好像得这个什么嘛。
Sometimes we feel we constantly pray, can I receive that?
这种灵修生活这么一直走来走去啊，这平凡的很，有什么用处呢？
Spiritual life seems to be always very common.
这个是大有用处。虽然一时我们看不见很大的作用，但是到有忽然来的变化的时候，你知道那个操练的作用。那些操练给你有自然应付的力量。
Our faith training, we can overcome a lot of trouble.
就好像一个军人打仗是一样。
like a soldier fight in the fighting a battle.
哎呀，我们第一次当兵的时候，觉得这个教官讨厌死了。
Okay, we are soldiers who doesn't like the instructor.
左右左，左右左，左来左去，左什么东西
？It's left and right, left and right. We didn't know what to do.
一下扑倒，一下起来，一下又是集合，一下又是解散。
Sometimes fall down, sometimes stand up, sometimes gather together and dismiss.
哎呀，没有事，把这个枪插来插去，插来插去，插了干什么用
？I was playing the gun and didn't really know what the purpose.
有没有用呢
？Is it really?
这样子的操练在突然事件发生的时候，你才能应付。
When we have training like this, when something happens all of a sudden, you can face it.
你知道这个修灵的本领是能够应急的吗？
Do you know that the spiritual ability can face a sudden happening thing?
那就一些是不是我们在世界上看见，我们在心灵信仰就可以忽略的呢
？These things we can see from the worldly things, how can we not mess with the spiritual?
但愿我们能够好好的操练自己。
May we all train ourselves.
那第四个原因，它为什么能够得胜呢？
What's the fourth reason he could win the victory?
我相信你们可能猜不到。
Maybe you don't know.
约伯的身体很健康。
Job had very strong body.
如果他的灵性很好，他的身体不健康也担当不住。
If he had a good spiritual life and a weak body, then he couldn't stand it.
啊，一样一样打击临到的时候，心灵愿意，身体软弱。
When all the bad things happen to him one after another, even though he is willing in his heart that he can't.
他一下神经失常了，心也不得营养。
He is broken down, mentally, and God will not receive the glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要说操练身体一次很好，所以就不操练身体。
Brothers and sisters, don't think training the physical body only benefits a little.
我们知道很多的。这个心理的毛病是与生理的关系。我们绝对不能够做一个人做到像天使一样不管身体。这个是天使，这不是树灵人。树灵人他有个人的东西在里面。所以我们对于这个身体神要我们看顾，我们要好好的保守。我们对于自己的孩子，对于他的灵性，也要注意他的身体。这些不但是给我们减少很多肉身上的痛苦，也是在心灵增长上一个不可少的因素。
Not only we can eliminate a lot of physical problems, and also in the spiritual battle, it's necessary.
在这个完美的约伯啊，这个人身上，我们看见一个得胜魔鬼攻击的人的一个图画。
So we can see a picture how Satan attacked Job, and he still has a beautiful picture of victory.
但愿我们也能够在这个时代里面啊，把这个。这样的一个生活见证出来。
May we also testify this successful life in us.
我们现在下面请大家回去看一看第二章跟第三章。
Please read chapter 2 and 3 when you go home today.
我们今下午就来讲魔鬼的第二次攻击。
This afternoon, we're going to talk about the second attack of Satan to Job.
我们低头祷告。我们求天父让我们开我们的心眼，让我们知道很多灵界奥秘的事。求主让我们对很多我们所遭遇的、我们所看见，不光是有一个世人的眼光，就是我们的属灵眼光。哦，主啊，我们。实在愿意使我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。我们求主不但要我们与基督一同活过来，让我们与基督一同坐在天上。哦，让我们能够了解那里头属灵的征战、魔鬼的攻击，好让我们在这一个苦难的世界里面怎么样刚强站着。 荣耀天父的圣名，帮助许多下垂的手、砸伤的腿可以挺起来，奔浪前面我们当跑的路程。求主垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。
这是信诚中国教会免费出借和低价出售录音带的侍奉工作。我们的目的是要借着录音带的侍奉来荣耀主耶稣基督的圣名。神把这个负担放在我们心中，要我们借着录音带将神的话以各种不同的方言供给全世界各地华侨的需要。我们热切盼望您能利用录音带来完成以下各项工作。第一，领人归主，向您家人、亲戚、朋友、邻居传扬主恩惠的福音，使他们都能得神所赐的喜乐、平安和永生。第二，宣布信徒的信心。